And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, as you would know, I kind of got back into my sewing and, you know, I thought, let's start easy with a kid's Halloween costume. And
yeah.
My beautiful niece, Georgie, is her first Halloween. She's only, she was born in May, so
yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Do the maths. And I was like, you know what? They're not going to really dress her up, are they? Probably not. So I'm going to steal that moment for myself.
Yeah.
And force them to do it.
Yeah.
Which I totally forgot about after I didn't ask them whether they wanted
a Halloween costume for their six-month-old daughter.
Yeah, or whether they, you know, were like, hey, we, you know, the cute pumpkins that get around and you can
Ann Getty style sort of.
Not Ann Getty style, but there's pumpkin costumes that you can get
like
from Kmart.
Like a Temu jobby that will cost you like $6.47.
Yeah, that kind of thing, right? Mm. And as you well know, I ended up spending a lot more than what I wanted to, but that's fine. I went with it because I had to buy the felt and then I had to buy the trim. And then, you know, there was a bit of confusion with the trim and how much it costs. And so the trim itself ended up costing $80.
That's right.
And then the
To be fair, it was quite wavy.
Quite wavy trim.
In terms of trim, I imagine degree of difficulty to produce trim.
Yeah.
That was probably right up there.
Yeah, hence 100%,
the
rick-rack is what it's called.
Okay, great.
I did the costume and then I decided at the end of it, you know what, I don't need to actually do a few elements, so I'm feeling confident enough that I'm just going to finish it off myself or whatever, and I gave it to them.
What?
Well, in the meantime as well, I also lost a screw for a bobbin and went to National Nuts and Bolts, who were awesome.
Okay, yeah, so the thing you went doing, like the you were trying to adjust the, because you were snapping
the
on
tension.
A string. Yeah, you're trying to adjust the tension and then the screw just shot. It's a microscopic screw shot out of your sewing machine and across the room and was gone.
Gone forever, right? Yeah. And apparently you can't buy them because they're very hard, like sewing machines and guns, the two that are really difficult.
Yeah.
So I had to buy a whole new bobbin thing, which cost $40 as well.
Cool.
So, it just kept, but I thought at the end of this, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Now, I've sent you a photo.
Oh, amazing.
Of my beautiful niece in her costume. Everyone loved it.
Because I reckon I saw a quarter photo where it was just a tiny little bit of
costume. But they don't show her on social media, right? They don't show her on social media.
Oh, baby.
So you can see here, it's a bat costume, purple felt blanket with black felt wings and you pop the baby on there because they're not moving, so they don't need wings on their costume, whatever. But then it's like a onesie with a little bow tie and she's got a hat with fangs on it.
It's beautiful.
And different coloured ears as well.
She's so cutie. So people understand, big purple wings as a blanket and then little black wings, they're still part of the blanket?
They're part of the blanket. So you just lay the baby
her in the middle of it, and it looks like she's got wings.
Yeah,
when you take a photo from above.
One thing,
sweetie girl.
Everyone was very excited about it. Apparently, I've wrote myself in now to doing a Halloween costume every year, which I don't know how I feel about because it's
going to be very expensive. Because it's going to get bigger. She's going to get bigger, you know.
Exactly, and that was the highlight of my trip, just seeing her in this outfit. But what you will notice is that I've used the small trim.
Yes.
But the $80 trim never made it.
I was going to bring that up.
To the costume.
Where's the trim? On the underside
The trim is just waiting for my next project.
Okay.
Yes, I decided not to use it because it was huge and overtook the whole blanket. But I can't return it. Anyway, it's fine. And I'm fine with it, mate. It's all good.
You need to sell that trim on the black market. You need to get a trench coat that you can open and just have trim on the inside to get.
Just trim.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're doing one of these, buddy.
What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Do you know what I've been thinking about?
What?
Why do key rings have to be so goddamn tight?
Oh, the bit where the loop,
the loop.
So you got to really sort of pry it open get a
because
key on there.
The thing is, I've had one before that was loose and it still does the job of a really, really tight one. So let's just ease up on the strength on key holders. That's just what I've been thinking about.
You've been on holiday.
What you thinking about, mate?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Speaking of beautiful.
Yes. I did a big sneeze before that song ended.
You did.
My nose still feels funny.
You're composing yourself well now,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, my eyes are watering. It's all going really well.
Well, I think it's only going to get worse for you by the look of
No, it's all good. It's all good. So, you know, Tom, bless your heart. You copped it from us, but not in a way that I would consider evilly. I would think it was, you know, changing you for the better.
It did get more scathing as the week wore on. You may recall a few weeks ago I brought to the table a question.
A tan.
A question first about the soul patch, the flavour saver, and whether it's a red flag in guys. And then it moved on to Loggy telling me, yeah, yes, it is, but also we hate the chin strap. And then putting it to the people, and then people hated that. And then AJ brought into it the eyebrow ring.
We're not talking about the eyebrow ring. Let him be himself.
Okay, but I was asked without any prompting at all something about his face, and I went to the eyebrow ring, and you made me feel so bad. I didn't. I love it. It's great.
And then I, you know, joined a new gym, and you get a free tan once a week. And so I had a go at it in the tanning booth.
Yeah.
Just had a guess at what shade to go. And I've never seen you be so, like, you've never been so scathing to me.
Well, see, I was just concerned. Like
you were very strong in your opinions.
Yes, because I wanted to help you.
Yeah.
And then apparently your other friends thought it was really good. And I said, well, I'm your true friend, all right? I'm the only one that will tell you. And look at you now.
I'm not tanned.
You're not tanned. And you know what looks good? He's got a mustache.
He does have. Are you growing that for November?
Sure,
or
whatever.
Oh no, you're actually growing it.
No, I've got nowhere to go because the soul patch is obviously cancelable.
Yeah.
According to the people, not just Loggy, but the people have spoken.
Same as the chin strap.
So that's gone now, right? And then Loggy's like, okay, but I hate your face with no facial hair. They were your words. I hate your face with
hair. Sorry.
What are your thoughts on the Mustaka?
I think he looks hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, no, I don't know.
You do not.
No, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
She has commented in the past too that she likes the mustache.
He so looks this good. Is what I've I been. I said to him, I came in and I'm like, yes, finally a face I can look at.
So as you can see, I've been bullied into a very specific arrangement of facial hair.
Yeah.
And as a man who can't grow much facial hair, Shannon Knoll told me to go with like mutton chops or whatever. I'm like, mate, who do you think I am?
Absolutely not. Okay. But can I say this? What's the feedback been? Now you have sans chin strap, sans tan, and pure mustache. What's the feedback?
I have got a few. Oh, you got a mustache. Looks good.
Thank you. Sorry. I mean, don't look at me and think she doesn't know what she's talking about in regards to hotness.
To be fair.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant in regards to mustaches.
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I know I've ranted about this in the past, but I'm just going to go back there again. I've asked the question, why do people fish? Like people who get out there and do some fishing, supposedly it's great to be, you know, just at peace with the world and just breathe in the air and, you know, take that moment. It's a chance to slow down and do things.
Yeah.
Like, what a load of rubbish. Because, so yesterday, Melbourne Cup Day, public holidays for some, not for others. We took the day off.
Yeah.
Great. Maxie's school had it off. The other two, Henry and Jetty, their school didn't. They took Geelong Cup off.
Oh,
so it's the old.
Okay.
So Maxie's beautiful, has gone, hey, Dad, let's go fishing.
Oh.
Just a day for it, isn't it? Just a day for it. You know, horses, fish, get them all. Yeah. Get them all.
Cool. Awesome.
Let's and you're do like, this. Do I know how to fish, son, or will you teach me?
And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. So we live sort of near the Barwon River, so I'm thinking, you know, a couple of worms on the end of a hook in the Barwon River, short little walk, that'll be fine. No, let's go to the heads of the Barwon River. Let's go to Barwon Heads.
Okay.
At his suggestion, like the little jetty there.
Yes.
Like, all right, yep. No, it'll be a fun activity. It'll be great. So we set up. Not one bit of bait can stay on the hook, by the way. And now I'm doing something wrong. I get that. Yeah. I get that before everybody starts yelling at me. I get it. It's on me. But tell me how the hell this stupid thing's supposed to stay on the hook.
What are you using for bait? Are you genuinely using worms? Or?
No, this was because I got told in that part of Bowen Heads, you've got to use the little... pilchards, is it? Or the fish? Chopping up a little bit of them.
Nah, you've got to get them through the chin. And,
I was trying to... I wasn't just like sitting on the tip of the hook.
Mm. See, you can use something called YouTube and like... Google up how to like do these.
Yeah,
things.
I've done that. But I could thread this hook 17 different times through the fish and I cast it in, just reel it in. Oh, no, it's off again. Mm. Cut some more and get some more bait on there. The amount of times the line gets tangled.
Yeah.
The amount of time. So I took the camping chairs. Yeah. Like, this will be nice. Yeah. I'll just be able to sit, relax. I've got myself a coffee. I'll have a line in. I was borrowing Jed's fishing line because I don't have one myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this will be fine. I didn't sit down for a second because I was up untangling things and I was up having to cut some more bait.
Trying to work out how to open the camp chairs.
Correct. Very difficult in itself. Now, spread across this little jetty was maybe, let's say 4 or 5 different like little mini groups of either kids or an adult and a kid, that sort of thing. We were there for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not one person. It wasn't just us. Not one person caught a fish while we were there in that time. There was not one bite. There was not one moment of excitement. When somebody reeled in some seaweed, we all got a little bit excited because it was like, oh, look, he's got something. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So where's the joy in it?
I think is it my understanding that people get drunk while they fish?
Oh, that's my mistake.
It's not the answer to everything. It's the answer to most things. But it's not the
answer. Not a morning.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies explained badly.
Well, Stan gets it right whenever you open up their page and you check one of their movies. It has the blurbs done goodly.
Yes.
Tommy, you're about to explain a movie badly.
Correct.
With a little twist sometimes. You put your own flourish on things, don't
you? Yeah, I like to.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's less about explaining the movie and more just giving clues so you can guess the name of the movie. Sort of where it ends
up. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
Log and I will be the guessers. You are going to be the explainer. Let's do this.
Okay.
So all thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Correct, Amundo. I believe in you guys.
Do you?
I just want you to know, I think you can get this one.
Okay.
We don't have a total belief in you.
Okay, good. That's pretty standard. I'm used to it. Okay, so movies explained badly. The first one is, the first line of the synopsis is, group of friends lead a double life.
Group of friends lead a double life. Okay.
Straight away, my mind goes to very, very attractive girls, ladies.
Oh, okay. See, I'm thinking more like a group dynamic.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking a group of three who may or may not
be
angels.
I'm thinking a group of like, I'm thinking a bigger group. Although, didn't I do
Have you already done Charlie's Angels?
I think so.
Is it Charlie's Angels?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Let's go to the next one.
Undercover Brothers.
Hmm. Okay, I'm thinking, is this like a superhero type thing, like maybe the Marvel Universe or DC Universe?
See, they're the only movies you'll lose me. What are they called? Masters Marvel. Of the Universe, He-Man.
No. He-Man.
Tell me you're 44 without telling me you're 44.
Skeletor.
Okay.
What does he say? The power of Christ compels you? Is that what he says?
Grayskull, but it's basically the same thing.
I have the power.
Okay, group of friends lead a double life.
Yep.
Undercover Brothers is the second line. Right. Do you want a third line?
Okay, here we go.
Look to the skin, it will give you away.
Look to the skin.
Why did
look
you say it with a funny voice?
I don't know. Yeah. It felt weird. Okay,
so is it Marvel? Are we on the right track there? Look to the skin.
It'll give you away. Mm.
Look to the skin.
It's not it puts the lotion on the skin.
That may be where I was trying to lead you.
Look to the skies is a Star Trek thing.
No, it's not Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah. Now look to the skin. Come on. Get that brain going of yours.
Oh. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. You can't fall in love with the bad guy.
You can't fall in love with the bad guy.
Friends, group of friends lead a double life. Undercover brothers. Look to the skin. It'll give you away. You can't fall in love with the bad guy.
Have you got another clue?
I do. I've got heaps.
All right, good. All right. So is it maybe something like undercover brothers, like police? Like police doing undercover police work?
Oh, you're getting closer.
21 Jump Street?
No, it's not. No. Okay. So, group of friends lead a double life. Undercover brothers, look to the skin, it'll give you away. You can't fall in love with the bad guy. Pay attention to what it sounds like and you'll work out how it's done.
I think you're just saying things like you're not actually giving
us... You should know this. Okay. That should have given it away. Pay attention to what it sounds like. And you'll work out how it's done. Does it help if I say if it's how it's done?
No.
Okay.
Go again. Keep going.
I've got another one. Look in your bedroomy mirror so you can see your true self.
I have not. I feel like I'm in a fever dream right now. Nothing.
Have you just gone as cryptic as you can possibly go?
Yeah, you've kind of gone real cryptic.
If you've never watched it, you should K-pop your cherry and check out this one.
Oh, Huntrix Demon Hunters?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
You would have had people screaming at the radio.
Yeah, but I've never, ever seen the movie.
Your kids are obsessed with it.
No, my kids are obsessed with it. We had to get Henry on to explain it. I've never seen it.
Via osmosis, you should have.
You should have known. That's the only way I know it. I've seen the start of it so many times, and I finally caught the end of it the other day, and it's actually really good. I just haven't seen the bit in the middle.
I still don't know what it's totally about.
Yeah.
Well, all those clues led me to believe it is great and not at all confusing.
That's Movies Explained Badly. Thanks to our mates at Stan, who've got the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies Explained Badly. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The Slater Bug versus Butchie Boy can of bugs that we've opened.
Yeah, you were having a discussion with a mate and the same thing happened between you and him that happened between Lingy and I.
Yeah, you asked you sent us a photo of the little beetle that curls up into a ball and you said, what do you call that? Almost immediately we both responded. I said Slater beetle, Slater bug, Slater, any version of that. You said...
Butchie boy.
No. Never ever heard it.
Nor had I.
Not called it. Sorry.
So, it's weird because I haven't heard Slater before. And
you
my
haven't
whole family,
heard it? Wow.
No, my whole family, everyone calls them Butchie Boys. I've never, yeah.
All so right. you grew up in Werribee South.
Yeah.
But my mate did not, so I don't know if...
Oh, it's not a Werribee thing. No. It's international.
It's not, but you opened up for the phone calls.
Yeah.
52232955. We got Maddie on the line.
Well, we've got Lauren. No, we've got Maddie. Here we go. Maddie and Lovely Banks.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Have you heard about Butchie Boys before?
Oh, absolutely, I have.
Really?
Is that what you
call
it?
Moving to Geelong was a massive culture shock for me because when my son started daycare, they were like, oh, he plays with the Slater bugs. And I'm like, what's that? That sounds horrible. No, it's a Butchie Boy.
Oh, right.
Never, ever heard. Where originally are you from, Maddie?
Essendon.
Okay. Maybe it's a Melbourne thing.
Is it? Maybe.
More Western suburb. It's not. Yeah. It's definitely international.
Right. Good one, Matt. Okay, that's one person. So two, three people we know now that call them.
Yes.
Lauren, are you from Warm Ponds? Are you about to be a fourth?
I am. I grew up in Hutton's Crossing and I'm 100% Butchie Boy. Never heard of Slater.
Thank you.
What?
All right. You are not just checking. You're not being from Hoppers. You're not talking about a street gang, the Butchie Boys. Are nope.
No.
Okay.
Is it like north east? I've lost track of direction of Little River. Everything basically up there is all Because it's Slater.
It's a different world.
This is Slaters. This is Slater country.
Yeah.
Get off our turf. We're the Slater boys.
Butchie boys. Butchie boy. Butchie boy. Butchie boy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.